Howdy, and welcome to episode 2 of Hello Fairview, your local podcast made right here in Fairview for the people in Fairview and the surrounding areas. This is still a weekly show released every Wednesday featuring stories that aim to inform and inspire. You know, local radio stations don't really exist in small towns like ours, so we'll use Hello Fairview to fill that void with news related to Fairview. This is a value for value podcast, which means you contribute what you can based on what value you receive. What did you learn? What was it worth to you? This concept was founded by the podfather himself, Adam Curry, and his co-host John C. Dvorak of the No Agenda Show almost 18 years ago. Currently, this is still just a one-man operation, so if you have any ideas, events, business opportunities, job openings, or any other news that we think we should tell everyone about in Fairview, please don't hesitate to let me know. You are producers of this show. You are not the product, because your time and attention are not being sold to advertisers for value. Some shows will be longer, others will be shorter, but I'll do my best to keep things relevant. All right, so in our We're Growing segment, there was no new town meetings since last week, but be sure you're checking out the YouTube channel, though, which is City of Fairview TN on there to do that. But what there was this week was the annual address. And so the annual address was basically a couple departments within Fairview telling about how things are going all the way around. So this will actually be a pretty decently long section, but it's pretty relevant. So right now, public safety is about 70% of the government spending in our town. So safety is number one. They talked about that. We're ranked ninth safest city in Tennessee. Police, they have like a 20-year initiative right now that they're working towards with a classroom and firing range. They're closing on that property now, not by Bowie Park like it was before, but down the road in East Hickman County. So trying to figure out how to fund the Justice Center, the police and court. The police were never meant to just live in the basement of City Hall. So that's still something that's out there. You'll actually see some pictures on this podcast blog about that. And on the fire department, is also trying to get a new fire engine replacement. And apparently they're about $1 million and it takes about 3 years to order them. So they're trying to get one in 2027. The new fire station at 96 and Northwest Highway is going to be there. The temporary fire station right now is located on 96 at the entrance, that trailer over there and that garage as you come in on 96. So that's where that's at. Court, they are upgrading some security updates for state compliance in the current city hall right now. Planning and codes, there's an assistant planner is planned to be hired soon. So that'll be good. That'll be another job opportunity if someone needs that. We're waiting for the Fairview development code to completely finish, which will be wrapping up soon. The new welcome signs on all three roads have been approved, and so they're working on them, and they should be completed by the end of this year. Parks, they have added 16 staff in the past 2 years, and they're, you know, constantly upgrading the park as a whole. Right now, they're also upgrading the historical village, which is their goal is to have a farmer's market, an amphitheater. $65,000 was recently just spent on the Triangle School and the post office to refurbish those and make those a little bit better and restore them. We want more shade at the playground, and more picnic tables is also coming to Bowie Park. That was another one. But we have total of three parks, and we have Bowie Park, we have the Historical Village, which is across from the Rec Center, and we have Veterans Memorial Park. And a new park in Bellhaven Community is supposed to be there on Elrod eventually, and that will be part of that Bellhaven development, which is going to be a big one. Resurfacing has been a really, really big project this year with over $2.7 million spent to repave a couple of the roads, and we've been on a couple of them. They've been pretty nice. There's a lot of new stormwater projects that are going on to try to help with flooding, especially as we keep growing. The flooding's just going to keep getting worse if we don't do something about it. Another project that I didn't know about was that there's going to be some street lighting project at I-40 and 96 over where Pilot is and all that. So I guess we're going to get some big light poles over there. I don't know how far it's going either direction on 96, if it's going across the bridge or just on our side, but we'll see. Their Highway 100 and Cumberland Sidewalk Project and the intersection project are going. So if you've been dealing with the traffic at 100 and Cumberland, you know all about this and the single lane closures all directions, as they have been doing a lot of natural gas work right now. There's been, they talked about new businesses and more businesses coming here, including like Wilson Lumber. And there's been about 60 ribbon cuttings so far this year, which is been great, which means businesses are coming and hopefully some jobs too. There was lots of updates from James Golden, who's the superintendent for Williamson County Schools. You know, they're focused on students and family and making sure they don't leave students behind is kind of some of those big three goals they were talking about. Fairview High is in the top 10% of schools in the U.S. With a U.S. News survey. We have had a lot of growth in Fairview High in some of the classes in the AP stuff, from 80 students in 2024 to 130 students in 2025. So there's lots of job programs, which is great that our school has those opportunities in Williamson County. 16 students earned their associate's degree from Columbia State of Engineering and Technologies, which has been great, which is that mechatronics program. Fairview's average ACT score is at 21.3, and Tennessee's average is 19.3. There's a lot of AP classes taken, and one of the things that was kind of interesting is they had a stat that 616 tests were taken, but only 357 passed. They say it's, you know, it's not meant to be easy, but it's meant to be a good motivator for people to sign up for AP classes to go in there. I don't know if I completely agree with that, but, you know, the AP classes are definitely hard. So we talked about a lot of the job programs, and we talked also about the schools growing overall. So the capacity for Fairview Middle is 764. In 2024, we had 539 students. This year, we only had 490. So it's actually shrunk a little bit, which is kind of interesting. You wouldn't have thought that with how everything's been growing. Fairview High has a capacity of 1,042. 2024, there were 703. And 2025, there were 677. So both have actually went down, which is kind of interesting. You wouldn't have thought that with the car rider line. At Fairview Elementary, capacity is at 608. 2024, we were at 421. In 2025, we were now at 408. So it went down. And the only one that grew is Westwood. Capacity is 760. In 2024, there was 516 students. And now there's just 523. So just a couple more. But pretty interesting. And talked about how the middle schools have grown, even with the capacities, that there's still room to grow in the middle school and high school, even with the elementary schools there. Mayor Anderson had a pretty long part. She talked about a lot of the partnerships she has with TDOT to install lights at 96. Talked about some of the cool things that attract people here with the Lions Club and the Little League World Series. And we're planning to add more hotels in the 2040 plan. Talked about some of the 2040 and the need for an economic development officer to help attract businesses. So this is another job opportunity within the city. Highlighted that Brentwood and Franklin are pretty much built out, but we're still growing, so people are looking here. And what's covered under our urban growth area, and explain that annexation is at request only. So you're not going to get annexed into Fairview City unless you ask to get annexed, is what we just heard from that. We also praise City Hall, the police force, Chief Zach Humphreys, and clarified that the police department was never meant to be in the basement, just like we talked about, and that we're waiting for a justice center and the funding for that. Talked about the new fire station and noting that, you know, there was 3,000 homes that have been approved to be built, and mostly on that side of town. So we discussed some of the some of the reaction times and how it can take more than 5 minutes to get to from the current Bowie Park fire station to that side of town, and that this would help do this. This also changes the ISO rating by having another town hall or another fire hall on that side of town, which could help keep insurance rates low for the city and also property owners. Talked about Bowie Park and how it has five lakes, the new playground, and that we're getting about 20 to 30,000 visitors per month. Highlighted that Nature Fest went great. There was about 12 to 15,000 attendees, 90 vendors. Mentioned the Shop with a Cop fundraiser, which I'd heard about, but a little bit more details, that this helps buy clothes and other school essentials for Fairview children here, which is great. Emphasized Fairview's appreciation for veterans with the Veterans Day celebration at the high school, which I've been to a couple times. They do an amazing job. And talked about the table ceremony of the POW MIA soldier, which is a really cool thing to learn about and a great thing to respect as a country. And the tradition of handing out challenge coins during the 4th of July celebration on the stage. She shared also how her kids and other children's are really benefited by the capstone program, which I had not heard before. We also talked about some stormwater stuff and Horn Tavern, including the pump station, which apparently cost Dixon Water about $9 million to move and go through that. She also talked about Laze Star, L-A-Z-E Star, coming to Fairview and how that was going. And she was able to convince him to come to Fairview over Hickman County because we're kind of 30 minutes away from everything. And that happened because she went to a water board meeting just to learn about what water board things were going on. She talked about the GNRC meetings and found out that since we are still a rural community, that there are some stormwater grants that could help us fix more stormwater problems, which I know we definitely need. She talked about the training range and how we listened to the city and we moved it to Hickman County, and that police department is very happy to partner with us to do that, which is good. So that kind of wraps up the address, the annual address, which is good. There was no zoning appeals. There was no planning commission. There was no board of commissioner meetings, you know, this September 24th, 25th. There's still 10 to 25. There's 111 acres on Highway 100 that's going to try to get moved into the city. 53 acres on Old Cox Pike, which is expanding a subdivision. 10 acres on Old Franklin Road and 17 acres on Boone Street. So if you live on any of these streets or areas and you want to talk about this, then 10-2-2025 is the place you need to be. Now for the state of Tennessee. Memphis is, you know, requests that the National Guard be put under their police chief if they've went over there and all that stuff has kind of started. The school voucher program is under a lot of scrutiny right now because it does not want to disclose the number of private school students that are using it, which I don't know. I mean, I think that was the whole point, is for them to be able to use it and their tax money for that. Cade Cawthorn was sentenced to 30 months in prison for approximately $158,000 in fraud. And Representative Glenn Casada was also sentenced to 36 months for their part of a kickback fraud and, you know, overall fraud, waste, and abuse. So these two people actually are heading to some jail. So that's good when you commit fraud. The EPA terminated $156 million fund for low-income solar panels, which probably is just money saving overall, because I know some of those solar things that it's just a discount or it's a tax credit, but you have to have the money to even afford the solar panels in some cases. Nashville Airport is still a hot mess. Flew out there last week. There's still, you know, no dedicated lanes for arrivals and departures to come in and out. And if you go to the cell phone waiting lot, it's kind of a hot mess still too. Music City Loop, this new thing, is still a hole. I wanted to make a new section called The Bills, but the way that they have their website set, it's really, really hard to find out any bills without that. So I'm going to talk to the county clerk next week and see if I can't find a way to help search the bills. I even signed up on the website so that I could try to search them because I was trying to find things that are currently passed, but there's nothing on the docket for the next little bit too. So There is coming up in the Tennessee House is a joint advisory committee on the K-12 education. That was today on the September 24th, a fiscal review and advisory council on workers' compensation. So from basically 9 to 2 p.m., they've had meetings over there and they have an agenda, but it has no details on it other than people, which is not very helpful. So I hope that I can dig into the Tennessee House and try to figure out how to find out more helpful things. So let's get to our next segment here. How's the hill? What's the weather report? So back to the hill. How is it right now? It's passable. The highs are around 77 each day this week or so with a chance of rain. We've had a couple rain. The weather guessers are guessing that it's going to keep around the same level with the highs in the mid 70s and the low in the mid 50s, which will be great. So we're excited for that. New businesses. The Lavender Nail Spa is now open in that Fairview's Common Strip Mall alongside of Papa John's and eventually Cornerstone Financial, which is the one on the other end. There's still two open slots at that Bowie Commons Publix, too. And there's another spot open by Publix where the Bounty Place was. Other than that, I spotted nothing new this week. We'll look to see what's coming up. But always, when we talk about new businesses, make sure you check out the Farmers Market every Saturday morning at Messick Chiropractic and Fairview Fresh Deli Donuts for their life-changing apple fritters. It's located down the road from Publix. Lots of good places, fruit, fresh fruit, vegetables, food, along with some beef, hot sauces, fishing lures, and Peruvian items. So we got some stuff. So job openings for the week. Still a police officer for the city. Walmart still has a couple. Jingo Market still has a cashier. And just like we talked about, the city's going to have some new economic development officer and a couple other positions over there. So if you have any other job postings, make sure and just fill out the contact form on the website. And we will make sure and mention those from there. So our history nugget for the week here, while Fairview may have had not had the most extensive history of footprint near Franklin, it boasts its own unique heritage. A central landmark preserving the history of the historical village situated at the intersection of 100 and Deer Ridge Road. The village centerpiece is the triangle school, a three-room educational facility built in 1938 and opened in 1939. It serves students grade 1 through 8, functional as now as a community hub. During World War II, it also operated as a cannery. This site also includes the original 1858 Jingo Post Office box and the Boone Street Medical Clinic. So when you hear about the historical village, it's talking about those three buildings right across from the rec center. Upcoming events. Well, Nature Fest was last weekend, and it went great. The weather was nice. It was kind of hot, and it seemed to be well attended like normal, just like the annual address at around 12,000 to 15,000 people came through, which is great. Next things coming up, we've got just down the holler from us is the Banana Pudding Festival, October 4th and 5th at the Ag Pavilion in Centerville. Really, really cool thing to go do. It's a fun place, lots of vendors, lots of cool things to get there. In one city, we have Fall Fun Day, which is October 11th at 10 to 1 p.m. This is also apparently Mayor Anderson's 60th birthday, too. But this Fall Fun Day will have a touch truck, food trucks, and some games for your kids to get to hang out. So come on down and play over there. October 25th at 4 to 6 p.m. at Bowie is Trunk or Treat, so definitely head that out. Movie in the Park is right after that on October 5th at 6 p.m. I haven't seen what movie it is yet, but we'll see. And then as we get closer to Christmas, we have the tree lighting on December 5th at 5 p.m., the Christmas Parade December 6th at 10 a.m., and so that'll be good. That'll march right down 100, so if you're anywhere around 10 to 12 or even 1 o'clock on December 6th, just get to the parade and park, but the city's going to get locked down. So our normal meetings, when it comes to schedules, October 2nd is that public hearing for a couple of those things. And October 2nd and 16th is our Board of Commissioners meetings at 7 p.m. The Planning Commission is October 14th at 7 p.m. Parks and Landscape Board is on October 6th at 7 p.m. The BOC Town Hall, which is your chance to speak, is October 30th at 7 p.m. And Around the Town Coffee is October 8th at 8:30. Location is still TBD on there. So those are all our kind of our normal meetings. And as always, if you text FV alerts to 888-777 to subscribe, you'll get some alerts around Fairview. For the kids, you know, there's still a lot of things for your kids to do around here, from scout programs for boys and girls. There's a lot of recreation and travel teams, especially in all sports. There's Lala's Dance Studio, Elevate Gymnastics and Cheer. There's the excellent Taekwondo and Jiu-Jitsu school that teaches a lot more than just moves, called Vigilance Martial Arts. There's also a great wrestling program with a lot of summer options, too, if you're looking for that. And that goes all the way down to like 4 and 5 year olds. It's really cool to see those kids. So school news, Hawks and Tigers. We need your help to write this weekly note, because we don't have kids in there anymore. But what we are doing is looking at those calendars. So if you got any insights, just like we have for Falcon and Jacket news, you just let us know. Hawk Walk for Fairview Elementary is on October 3rd. This is definitely one of our favorite memories for both of our kids. It's really, really fun, especially with the new track, makes it easy. Picture Day is on September 25th. So if you've already listened to this, you may have already missed it. We talked about that last week. And the Track or Treat is on October 16th at Fairview Elementary. The only thing we could find for Westwood is that their Picture Day is on September 30th. So you've got time to get your kids' hair situated. All right, Falcon news. 4-H is getting started with its parent meeting on October 30th or 13th. Mr. Rayburn is the teacher of the week, who teaches sixth grade social studies. They're still working on a fundraiser for some of the teachers' study materials. They're at 50% of their goal, like 3,000 out of 6,000. The Glow Dance is scheduled to be October 17th at 2025. You can save money by buying your tickets in advance. On September 22nd, the volleyball teams were at Woodland, while the tennis teams participated in the WMAA playoffs, along with the football teams at William James. September 23rd, the girls' soccer continued with the tennis team at Grassland and another playoffs for the WMAA playoffs again. September 24th, the volleyball team is at Legacy and the tennis team is wrapping up the WMAA championship. And tomorrow, September 24th, the football team will be at Sunset. And there's also the eighth grade night during that, along with the cross country sectional at Buckner Park out in Dixon. Then on September 26th, the volleyball team will be at Spring Station. September 30th is school photos, just like Westwood. Parent-teacher conferences are definitely out there, so if you need one, they're get on the list. Girls basketball tryouts are October 3rd, and there's still some ad sales for the Adams Family play right now. So there's a couple links we'll have in the show notes. And then on the Jacket news, the football team will be at Sycamore September 26th. And if you watch WCS TV, you can watch that live. The homecoming dance is this Saturday, October 27th. So get your tickets early and save money. The new homecoming shirts are out, so if you want one, it's there. The annual pumpkin patch will start on September 27th through October 31st, which is will be at the Apex Bank, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. each day. This will help fund the FHS Athletic Committee and for upcoming activities. Graceworks is hosting a food drive between September 8th and 25th. There's some fun prizes at school against teachers versus students in each one. Graceworks does some amazing things around our county and local community, so make sure you do what you can to help them out, because they definitely do a lot here with their own food lines here in Fairview. The Lady Jacket soccer team won the Mount Chapman division of the Smoky Mountain Cup with a shutout of 9-0 and 5-0. Third year in a row. Awesome job. The tennis tryouts will be September 29th and 30th next week. There are some slots available also in the library if you'd like to explore their latest editions. So if you want to see what kind of books they've got and what new things came in, you can actually head over there. The Spanish Honor Society was shot out there, which includes students who have taken Spanish and have a GPO of 3.0 and higher, is open for membership. The practice SATs will be administered October 23rd, so get your studying on. Fall break for all of these schools starts October 4th for all students and lasts until October 13th, which is Columbus Day when they head back. So that is great. So faith moment. Sometimes during the faith moment, each show will feature me or some sermon I've learned or heard about that I think is relevant. This week's episode is from Pastor Jimmy Pruitt on September 14th, discussing his writing practice, which he shares daily. And this one focuses again on, you know, Charlie Kirk and the seed that he had planted. And I also heard a couple clips from others discussing whether on September 14th, if your church didn't talk about, Christian-based church didn't talk about Charlie Kirk, you may want to consider looking at another one. This was an assassination of free speech and many other core Christian values.
So I write this thing called The Daily Grind every day. You can hear it on the Godcaster. We have it on there recorded, but it's always on social media platforms. But I want to read the one that I read that I wrote yesterday, and it's called A Seed Planted, A Harvest Realized. Interesting enough, I didn't plan to write on this. I got up, and I just started free writing, and this literally just poured out of me. So I want to share it with you, and it says this: I don't remember a time when the violent death of a public figure so rocked me to my core as what we experienced this week in the evil and public assassination of Charlie Kirk. Charlie was one of us. He stood for what we stand for and articulated it as concisely and clearly as anyone I've ever known. He stood for the gospel of Jesus Christ. He stood for his family and for all families. And he stood for his country and a return to the biblical values that made America great. Charlie not only impacted the younger generation through his lively, respectful, and intelligent discourse and debate, but he also impacted me and my generation. Could somebody say amen? Amen. He showed me what is possible when you are focused, resolute, and committed to Jesus. I have remarked, when I grow up, I want to be like Charlie Kirk. It was not a joke. It was a bar this young patriot raised for all generations to aspire to. Charlie became a grain of wheat that fell into the earth and died. Jesus said, "But if it dies, it bears much fruit." I believe thousands of Charlie Kirks will be raised up in the wake of this tragedy. A harvest is coming. May we turn our grief and mourning into definitive and righteous action and continue to pray, stand, and engage. The scripture that I use for this is John 12:24. Jesus was talking about himself, that he was actually headed to die. He was headed to the cross, and he was letting them know. And he says this to them: "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." And God's people said, amen. Amen. I saw this. This is from Engage Politics. This is something that was posted. Charlie Kirk was murdered today, and instead of burning buildings, rioting, or throwing rocks at cars, the right is posting scripture, prayers, worship songs, and praying for peace and healing. The left is gloating and mocking. We are not the same.
And Hopefully that message was relevant to some of you and it means something and you learned something. First, as we wrap up, thank you. If you found this podcast helpful, please support your show with your time, talents, or treasure. If you have an idea or suggestion, please share it with us. You are a producer of this show. Your talent is if you have skills to help the show and help Fairview, let us know. Your treasure, you're receiving this product with free without any advertisements. So whatever you can donate will help us keep doing more. You're getting truly local news. And if that's worth something, please consider supporting us financially using a value for value system so that we can do more. And please follow us on social media and hellofairview.fm. And a lot more things are coming. There's some website things that are coming, some music things that are coming. We're just at episode 2, and we hope to keep doing more of these and helping everyone out in this town of Fairview. Have a great day. Thank y'all.